This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Robin Chabra. Now, a lot of us, you know, take decisions with respect to our careers early in our lives. But once we actually start working, we would probably want to switch careers. Now, Robin also has taken such a step. He's an architect turned entrepreneur with the co-working space Dextrous, and he can probably throw some light on how to go about this path. Hi, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hi. So, Robin, if you could start off with, you know, would it be ideal for me to switch careers after, say, 1 or 2 years? Or is there a time frame after which I can probably switch careers from, you know, different what I pursued in my education?
I think there's no ideal time, honestly. It's a personal decision, and it happens at the time once one is sort of ready. It's a decision that comes together because of a lot of other factors. So I think in terms of it's really important to get an education. I think that formal education part is important because you transform through the experiences in maturity. You experience professional atmospheres, and even personal maturity happens during that phase. And it really gets you a sense of stability and a sense of purpose. So when I took up architecture, I think that education was very important for me to achieve the bachelor's as well as the master's, because it gave me a lot of time and gave me experiences that helped me get to this point. Those experiences also led me to sort of realize where I wanted to go in the next phase. And that's where it led me to Dextrous, because shifting to designing and creating a co-working space or managed office spaces was a sort of evolution, I would say, because I was very interested in understanding how you could rethink the architectural practice, so to say. And I think that was a sort of strong motivator for me.
Okay, but do you think it is, you know, advisable to take on a course or take on a new career which is complementary to your existing one? For instance, say if you are, say, a journalist, you take up content development and things like that.
Yeah, why not? I think it naturally sometimes that happens quite often. Of course, there are a lot of examples where people have switched completely, and it's sort of to each his own, so to say. But I think because you're immersed in your, whether it's engineering or doctors or even if it's marketing or things like that, you understand the field a lot. You understand the issues or perhaps the shortcomings, and you know where you can make a difference. So sometimes I think naturally it comes a lot easier, I would say. But of course, there are examples where people have jumped completely to the other direction.
Also, since you have also, you know, gone through the whole career shift, what would be some of the lessons that you would like to give to the audience?
I think sort of stick at it, like keep working hard in the field that you're in to sort of get as much expertise as you can, because if you're looking to switch to an entrepreneurial role, then a lot of other factors come into play, and you sort of have to be ready at that moment to say, okay, I'm going to now take the plunge and go forward. So I think in terms of learnings going into the entrepreneurship role for us and for me personally has really been to be patient, because you sort of have to take it as it comes, and you can't sort of take too much on, because you know you're just one person. So you need to go at the pace that you're comfortable with, and that requires you sometimes to say no and sometimes to say yes. So that's a very important lesson that sometimes when you're a bit younger, perhaps you might not be able to get because you've not seen enough. But of course, sometimes that can happen when you're older as well. But I think patience is very important. And then as you sort of build more relationships, investing in people or having people with you who sort of support you or work with you, finding those people takes time as well, and sort of experience with meeting different kinds of people in different roles, and that also requires time. So that's also a second sort of very important learning. And third is, I think once you're ready, you know, you want to create something in the world, you want to create a product, and because you believe in it and your gut's telling you, I think go for it, because quite often you get dissuaded because you think the market opinions or forces are sort of telling you, okay, don't do this like this because people may not like it, or what you're creating is something people may not go for or might not be successful, sometimes that dissuades a person too much and they don't take the plunge as a result. And I think my advice would be sort of, if you're clear, if you have clarity of the product you want to create, then go for it, even if the sort of forces are telling you that it may or may not work. Because if people don't actually know until they actually see it, feel it, touch it, you know? So if you have a vision about something, it's very important that you go for it.
Yes, I understand what you're trying to say, but don't you think this is very risky in the current job market?
Yeah, I think job market cycles could sometimes impact, but I don't believe in that too much because, in the 2008 crisis, when the market crashed, a lot of people found themselves without a job, especially in the Western countries. And that motivated a lot of people to go to entrepreneurship. The markets were quite bad, but people still launched businesses. And sometimes people launch businesses in boom cycles. So it's not totally dependent on that. I think I wouldn't make too much of a decision based on where the job market is. I would really decide on because it's that personal decision, I would sort of decide once you're ready.
So just one last question from you. You know, while we have spoken a lot about shifting careers, but would you think the first step would be to kind of get a professional certification or get a course done in the new career that you're choosing?
Yeah, it's. I think that helps because, you know, when I switched to sort of come into this entrepreneurial role, it was, you know, marketing, sales, operations, all those things are complicated and, you know, you don't know a lot of them. So you do have to do a lot of reading. Internet's amazing for these reasons. You have a lot of online courses that you can do, you know, financial jargon and accounting practices, understanding GST, TDS, you know, those things take a lot of time. And you do have to spend time to understand these details. But I also feel like you don't have to sort of go and study and then come back. You know, you can sort of do it on the go. A lot of things when you start your own business, things are just thrown at you and you learn on the job and you're sort of cornered all the time and you got to roll with the punches. So that's a very important thing. And you end up sort of pushing yourself and doing a lot more in the same amount of time. Versus if you sort of go and study and then come back. I think it's a very important thing that you just sort of go for it and learn as much as you can and be a sort of sponge. I think that will sort of set you up to be in good stead.
Thanks, Robin, for your time.
Thanks a lot, Sarasvati.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer, which is available on Android and web, ends on November 7th.
So I'm sure a lot of your professional queries might be resolved. And if you are thinking of switching a career, maybe this would give you some tips on how to go about it. That's all for this edition of FutureWise. If you readers or listeners have any views or comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.